wish I was a stone so I couldn't feel. You'd yell in my face, it'd be no big deal. But I'd miss the way we make up and smile. Don't wanna be stone, I changed my mind. I wish I had eyes in the back of my head. Then I could see the places I've been. But then I would know that you're talking smile. I don't wanna know what my friends think. Wish I were my dog out on the lawn. I'd be so glad when I hear you come home. But if I were my dog, I wouldn't live long. I'm sure gonna miss her when she's gone. I wish I could act in a show on TV, cause then I could practice not being me. I'll practice my cry, put it into my reel, but you won't believe me when I cry for real. I wish that my brain would triple in size. I'd nail every joke, I'd win every fight. But I get too deep with that kind of mind. I don't wanna know the point of life. In some other life, I would be rich. I'd travel in style, I'd cover the bill. But couldn't complain about anything small. Nobody'd feel bad for me at all. If I was cocaine or a bottle of Jack, I'd get invited to every frat. But when you get old and your good days are past, you'll only want me when you're sad. Wish I was a song, your favorite one. You follow the dance to me at your prom. I would be there when your baby is born. For 2 or 3 minutes then I'm gone. I wish I was big as my house. I'd sleep on the trees, I'd skip every crowd. But I wouldn't fit on my therapist's couch. Get to it. I wish I was me, whoever that is. I could just be and not give a sh. Hey, I'll be whatever makes you a fan. Cause I don't know who I am.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. You're listening to 97.7 FM WGXC on Clubhouse Radio. And we'll be back with the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Timmy Feliciola reports for the Times Union that Representative Pat Ryan says his 18th congressional district includes two families with relatives who were taken hostage by Hamas at the beginning of the war with Israel. The war has Ryan pulled all sorts of ways by constituents and donations. Many people showed up at two recent protests calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war on October 25th in Poughkeepsie and on November 9th in Kingston. The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, gave Ryan nearly $26,000 to his 2022 congressional campaign. On the hostages, Ryan said, and I quote, "Two families in the district have relations currently held in Hamas as hostages. There are about a dozen American hostages. Two of them are from Goshen. I've been texting and speaking almost daily with the niece of two individuals who are 72 and 73 years old. They were out on a morning walk in their kibbutz when they were taken hostage. We think the gentleman, 73, was shot by Hamas terrorists. We have no idea where they are now. The last time their phone was pinged by the Israeli Defense Forces, they were in Gaza. So we're working night and day, 24/7, to do everything we can to get them home, end quote. Ryan also decried what has spilled over from the war into this country. Ryan said, and I quote, "Now we're at near unprecedented levels, at least in my lifetime, of both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. We've had many more incidences of anti-Semitism reported to us, not to say that there aren't others that haven't been reported. Personally, my wife and her family are Jewish. It's very scary talking to rabbis and religious leaders across the district. Their fear about having their congregation meet for services is unprecedented. It is infuriating and also saddening that we've reached this point where we're pitting American against American. That's exactly what our adversaries in Iran and Hamas want," end quote. Ryan voted with Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik on a measure put forth by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to censure Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib for making a statement using a phrase many Israelis say is anti-Semitic. But in an interview with the Daily Freeman, Ryan refused to disavow an extremely similar statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Ryan said, and I quote, "I've not heard him say that. What's clear to anyone who wants to see a resolution here, who's studied the history, and who's followed the facts on the ground, is the only durable solution is a two-state solution, which I certainly remain committed to, which the United States has to remain committed to," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Spencer Collin reports for New York State of Politics that protesters who want a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war held a die-in November 9th outside Representative Paul Tonko's Albany office. Members of Upper Hudson Peace Action and Jewish Voice for Peace held a die-in at the Democrats' office. The protesters wanted Tonko to sign on to a ceasefire now resolution in the House. Jewish Voice for Peace organizer Karen Carmelli said, and I quote, "A ceasefire is the bare minimum that we can do to stop killing civilians. We need to stop killing civilians immediately," end quote. So far, Tonko supports a humanitarian pause, which ceasefire advocates say is not enough. Tonko was mum on Thursday, but one of his representatives released a statement that said, and I quote, "Congressman Tonko's top concerns are avoiding further deaths of innocent civilians and facilitating the return of all hostages, which is why he has called for an immediate stop to the violence in Gaza and continues to call for aid workers to be allowed to deliver food, water, medical care, and resources needed in Gaza," end quote. Protesters panned Tonko's statement. Carmelli said, and I quote, "Giving them water, giving them a little bit of something to eat, and then continuing to bomb them with weaponry that is provided by the U.S. government using U.S. taxpayer dollars is unconscionable," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Karina Dominguez reports for News 10 in Albany that New York's Division of Criminal Justice Services said on November 9th that the numbers of violent crimes have dropped in the first half of this year compared to 2022. The number of murders outside New York City is down 27%, while rapes are down 16%, and the number of robbery and aggravated assault cases are also lower. Those are facts. The opinions, though, are the opposite, with the October Siena Institute poll finding 59% of voters saying crime has gotten worse over the last year. A spokesperson for the city of Albany said, and I quote, "While crime is down, we sometimes hear that people feel unsafe when approached by those panhandling or suffering from mental illness and substance abuse," end quote. Read more about this story at News 10. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, Please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Radio, no, 90.7 FM WDXC, broadcasting Acre, Catio, and Hudson. I'm your lovely host, DJ Shalmani, with
your sound engineer, DJ Cola, and today we have some Dragon Ball Lo-Fi, because I want nap, I want tired. I'm not going to be making much language sense today, so that's why I'm not hosting, because I have been up since tomorrow. Since yesterday, since 2 days ago.
So you haven't slept in like 3 days?
Yeah, I really just said I haven't been up since tomorrow. That's crazy. Oh, listen to the background. Some Master Roshi Kamehameha. With that being said, we got the wheel. And would you like to be the one who spins it?
Yes.
Click a double button. Okay. Wait. It works now. Trust me.
Alright, so
I added some new people.
Oh my god, wait. I still have to do my sound effects. I'm sorry for touching your soundboard.
You're good.
I think it was 10.
Ooh, Optimus Prime.
Okay, I got you. Optimus Prime. Wrong one. Optimus Prime versus
ooh, this is
Vegeta.
Vegeta sweeps. It's not close.
Yeah, Vegeta.
I'm sorry. Let's give Optimus Prime a second chance. Because
okay.
You're literally going up a guy who has the... Bruh. He wants to throw hands. We almost got Vegeta again.
Okay, so Optimus Prime versus the Hulk. Wrong one again? The Hulk. I already forgot which one it was. The Hulk? There it is. 16. The Hulk.
The big, bad, green man with the purple
tan. I
want to
say the Hulk win.
Shorts. Yeah, the Hulk just literally gets mad and throws him. And then he's done. That's a sweep.
But maybe Optimus Prime won, because wait, how tall? Could you look up how tall Optimus Prime is compared to the Hulk?
Yeah. How tall is Optimus Prime? Okay, so he's 28 feet tall. He big.
How tall is the Hulk?
The Hulk height. I mean, definitely.
Because I know the Hulk grows, like, when he's mad.
Yeah.
But, like, base.
7 and 8 feet, so.
Optimus Prime wins.
You think so? I think, what would happen
is. How much does he weigh?
You know that fight between Piccolo and Goku?
Yeah.
And then Piccolo steps on Goku?
Yeah.
I think that would happen. I feel like Optimus Prime would, like, try to step on him, and the Hulk would get more and more mad until he eventually, like, swings him by his leg and throws him. Yeah, I think that's probably what happens when that happens. Words of wisdom. What's the quote of the day?
If November was a tree, I feel like the tree would be dead. Because there would be no nuts.
I can't believe you. So that being said, everybody, we're going to be going into a very nice song. We are going to be going into Shakespeare by Miranda Cosgrove. I'm finding it. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
I will also say that I have not slept that much. I've been up since this morning. So
we're like the sleep deprived podcast, but like not smart. That being said, yeah. Shakespeare.
Then you ask me for light in the window of where I belong, but I see two shadows up there. So this is how it feels to fall.
Simple song that was until you came along. Now in its place is something new. I hear it when I look at you. Perfection is so quick to bore.
you are more beautiful by far. Our flaws are who we really are.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that several hundred people rallied outside Representative Pat Ryan's Kingston office on November 10th, asking him to support a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Many in the crowd also want the U.S. to stop sending taxpayer money to Israel to pay for the war. The terrorist group Hamas attacked Israeli citizens on October 7th in horrific acts of violence. Since then, all sorts of civilians have been injured or killed in the conflict. Mia Inouye, a member of Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists of America, said, and I quote, "We grieve for every life that has been lost in this conflict, including Israeli and Palestinian lives. Our point is we are against war and we want to put an end to the violence, and we believe that what Israel is doing in Palestine, which is they have killed over 10,000 people, half of them children, is not going to bring peace to the region. In fact, it is just going to perpetuate the cycle of violence," end quote. Felice Gelman, a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, Hudson Valley, said she is, and I quote, "deeply disappointed to see my congressman line up with the same militarists who brought us the Iraq War. Didn't he learn anything from serving?" end quote. Ryan on social media wrote that, and I quote, "Our ally, Israel, is surrounded by enemies who seek to destroy it. It has both the right and a responsibility to defend itself and its people, including rescuing hostages, reasserting control of its border, and establishing deterrence against future attacks," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Luke Posnow reports for New York State of Politics that for the Veterans Day holiday, Governor Kathy Hochul signed several bills for New Yorkers who previously served in the armed forces. Among the new laws announced on November 10th, veterans and members of a Gold Star family tree now get free admission to state parks, historic sites, and recreational facilities in the state. Other new laws ease regulations and paperwork for veterans and provide some economic benefits. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "We owe a debt of gratitude to the veterans who risk their lives to serve our country. This legislation will provide resources and support New York's veterans, honoring their service and recognizing their heroism," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik filed a legal complaint on November 10th against State Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik claims that Engoron has shown, and I quote, "inappropriate bias and judicial intemperance," end quote, while judging the case about Trump's business fraud, where he claimed properties were larger and worth more than they actually were on legal documents. Stefanik wrote that Engoron, and I quote, "has displayed a clear judicial bias against the defendant throughout the case, breaking several rules in the New York Code of Judicial Conduct," end quote. But to prove her point, she quotes the judge without context. Stefanik makes it sound as if the judge was talking about his own opinion when he was clearly speculating out loud what the prosecution's opinion might be. Stefanik also cited evidence from Zillow.com in her complaint. Stefanik's complaint to the Commission on Judicial Conduct could lead to a warning, public admonition, censure, or removal from the bench. While the Trump case in question is in civil court, the former president also faces criminal cases that accuse him of concealing his possession of classified documents after he left office, trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat, and paying hush money to cover up a sex scandal. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Tomorrow, get get the guts to tell you off, but I know I'll never get there. You could scream you wish me dead, but I'll crawl back to you tomorrow. Why the hell can't I get mad?
We scared you. Look at you. You look so silly. You literally look like SpongeBob when you ripped his pants, you bozo. I bet that you go to the store, and then when the cashier asks you for your stuff to ring it up, he's like, do you have a stupid license?
No, you say DoodleBob.
I just knocked out my microphone.
But welcome to Goldballs Radio, listening to 90.7 FM. Broadcasting Ipper, Catskill, and Hudson. Again,
on 90.7
FM, and I'm Batman. No, I'm lied. I'm Spider-Man. But how's everybody's day? How's your day?
I'm tired tomorrow. Today.
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 I am a little sluggish. Had two cups of coffee. Cool, cool, cool vibes. And we're back to the wheel.
I added a new guide to the wheel.
Okay.
But I'm only gonna tell you if we get it.
Okay.
I don't know what my inspiration was.
Beyblades. That's not what we got. I just said Beyblades.
10 trillion ants.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like...
Imagine versus Ant-Man.
Yo.
That would be hilarious.
That would. 10 million ants is a trillion.
A lot. Versus...
That's crazy. I think the ants win, bro. Jotaro Kujo.
Jotaro,
Yeah, this guy.
Jotaro Kujo.
Alright, well, since you want to be difficult...
I thought you were looking up on Google. Jotaro. Oh, yeah, no. Jotaro wins.
You think so?
The stand is faster than light.
But that's a lot of ants.
Like, the stand is faster than light.
Like, look it. Trillion compared to a million. Like, look it. I'm gonna be smart here. That's a million?
A shadow.
No, just that little, here. $1 million, just that, here. Here we go, enhance.
Okay.
That's $1 million. That's 100 million, that's 1 billion, and this is 1 million compared to 1 trillion. That's a lot of ants.
Wait, is that 1 trillion?
A trillion.
Oh, nah. He's done for.
Alright, hold on. I'm gonna look up how many stars there are in our solar system. I'm stupid. I meant galaxy. Of course, there's only one in our solar system. We're not gonna...
100 billion.
That's... So, 10 trillion ants? Oh my god, that's like...
What?
I think 100 billion squared is a...
I know you're not doing math right now. Oh my god, my leg was okay. Cramped.
So there's 100 billion stars.
Yeah.
By
deal.
100 billion. So that means there's 100 times more ants than there are stars in our galaxy fighting Jotaro.
Oh no, it's over. It's over.
Let's
imagine he goes against a stand user, but he can only summon 1,000 ants.
Okay, so we're gonna do some game theory stuff.
Okay.
Stop falling. So let's look up the area of an average ant.
Okay.
How big is an average ant? So 1 inch. Perfect. 1 inch times how long is the circumference of the Earth? So in inches. The ants win.
Oh nah, it's up. It's over.
That's 1 billion, right?
Yeah.
To get to 1 trillion, you need to multiply that by 1,000. Then you need to multiply that by 100. So you need to multiply the circumference of the Earth by 100 billion.
Yeah, they got
it. So the ants are 100 billion times bigger than the Earth.
Yeah, they got it.
Alright. Since we played Jotaro's theme and he lost,
yeah.
We gotta play the ants' theme, bro.
Yeah, it's over for
we
him.
We gotta play the ants' theme because they clean. They solo.
Wix
so,
is your platform to
since we play Jotaro's theme, and he doesn't even win, we gotta play the ants theme.
Ants have a theme? Ants have a theme? Oh my god, the ants have a theme.
The ants go marching one by one, the little one stops to suck his thumb.
They destroy, the ants win.
Down to the ground to get out.
If you didn't know, this is actually true. Don't fact check me. I am literally a government guy, and the government is run by ants. It's just a bunch of people, like how Ant-Man can like make a big ant.
You're the government guy?
I'm like the ant guy. I'm like the guy with the governments and the ants.
Oh.
And the government.
Oh.
And the ants. That being said, we're going to play you into...
Yo, when we get back, guys, we're going to do this one thing. Actually,
here, let's do it with the music in the background.
Yeah, I think we should do the thing that you brought up earlier.
Okay. So I'm just gonna put this on real quick.
How's everybody's day? How?
Here we go. So spin. So we're gonna put up fictional characters against each other. It's a random wheel, so it's completely random. Okay. Would you like to read this?
Hold on, okay. I gotta pick my mic for this. A guy that just got really mad, he dropped his sandwich, so he starts... starts practicing kung fu and he learned how to
like beat people up with sandwich
ingredients.
Wait.
So he's like a sandwich ninja.
Sandwich. Oh, I'm gonna call him Sandwich Ninja. Sandwich Ninja versus.
I think Sandwich Ninja wins because he could tempt Cyborg.
Cyborg.
He could waffle, tempt Cyborg.
Waffle.
The way.
The pizza sandwich.
No. Wait.
What's that one sandwich? It's like it's like a pizza, but it's a sandwich.
A sandwich pizza.
No. It's like a crust.
I think the sandwich guy wins because he gets in a fight with Cyborg, and then he's like, "It's okay, Cyborg, I'm sandwich guy." And then he gives him a sandwich, but the sandwich has cyanide in it, and then Cyborg.
Oh my god!
So I think Sandwich Ninja really
wins.
Sandwich Ninja, or his.
You've been playing a little too much Mortal Kombat, my friend.
His full name, Sandwich Ninja, who also goes by a guy that just got really mad. He dropped the sandwich, so he starts practicing kung fu, and he learns how to like beat people up with sandwich ingredients.
Waffles. He's in your mother. You want to waffle sandwich? Waffles.
I'm so glad
waffles.
We got that one. I'm so much like, I like that one a lot.
Excuse me.
Ooh. Darth Vader.
Alright.
He's pretty powerful. I feel like he beats a lot of people on this.
Darth Vader is mad strong.
Ooh.
Alright. What's the word?
Bill Cipher. Versus Darth Vader.
Bill Cipher.
Yeah.
He's the embodiment of chaos.
That's true. I don't know. If you can get beat up by a bunch of kids, though.
Ooh.
Like.
I still think Bill Cipher.
Isn't, like, Bill Cipher's secret weakness, like, gold?
No.
Like.
No?
Like, he has a weakness. So
it's just a ritual.
I guess so.
Ooh, I feel like we should go to hell to this song.
This is a good song. Know you got some scars, but I promise that I got you. Stars singing like Sinatra. Fly me to the moon, there ain't nothing that can stop you. Yeah, my thoughts get dark, but you shine so bright. Yeah, you shine so bright. You got me singing out every night. Baby, I love you to the moon. Baby, I love you to the moon. Ain't nobody above ya. See the stars in the sky. When I look in your eyes, I'm on the moon. Baby, I love you to the stars. Making conversation. You connect the dots to my heart constellation. Something like a spaceship. Look up at the roof, see the stars. Yeah, we made it. Yeah, my thoughts get dark, but you shine so bright. Yeah, you shine so bright. You got me singing out every night. Baby, I love you to the moon. Baby, I love you to the moon. Nobody above ya. See the stars in the sky. I can spend every night staring at you, baby. See the stars in your eyes, you know how to face me. Like the moon, you control the tides, yeah, you're waving. Malibu with you every night, going crazy. I could be the one for you, don't need your sign. You could be my better side, no Gemini. And every time I touch you, I touch your sky. Baby, I love you to the
magic power.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live, Bradley Cat. Take two. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio 94.7 FM WGXC Broadcasting, Ica, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your lovely host, DJ Sean Money, and...
I'm like your sound engineer, and I am thinking about raccoons. So we're
like Rocket?
Yeah, like that guy. He's cool. I want to hug him.
Like Rocket Power?
Yeah, I want to hug Rocket, and then I want to hug Groot, and then I want to watch Dragon Ball with him.
I think Rocket would think that Dragon Ball is stupid. I only say that because he would be like, why are things not going boom? Like.
Some perfect background music. So everybody, it's approaching.
I was talking with the moon last night.
Oh!
The moon told me something about the sun, and I told something about you.
So everybody, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, and I hope that whatever life you're going through right now, whatever life you're living, you can find the best way to live it yourself. And I just want you to know that as long as you're around, there's somebody that cares about you.
That my phone. By the way, I hope you guys are having like a good time with life, and like I hope that people are valuing your time and like what you're worth and just your aura. And I really feel like you guys should know that and that have valid fits. Before you go to pet a dog, let it smell your hand.
Yeah, and same thing with cats, you don't put your hand above them, it scares them.
Oh, yeah.
So that being said, perfect timing. We're going to play us out into song, and you guys have an amazing day. Until
bye, Jeffrey and Tom.
Next time. It's still raining. Out of my system, didn't I? Did my 2 years on Tinder, didn't I? Well, I wanted to be wanted. Suddenly I'm wanting more. So we got a bit tangled, didn't we? It's the best thing that's happened to me. Got exactly what I wanted. What if I don't want this? Am I missing something? 'Cause half the time I can't love right, and I can't have s**t and we both get quiet. Boy, I must be one guy. Oh my God, what a crazy night. It'll be fine, quick, let's get married. Man, I wish we were 85. The rest of our life wouldn't sound so scary. Dog's always happy when you're home, but my parents used to laugh too, and I think they had a dog. I don't know, I don't know. But you're late and you're messy, aren't you? And I need too much attention from you. We shrug it off as nothing. Life is pretty long, it could turn into something. 'Cause half the time I can't love right, and I'm half yours and you're all mine. Boy, I must be one f***ed up guy. Oh my God, what a crazy night. Get kids.
One day at a time, kid. Add up the days. You got someone to do life with. Don't overthink it. It's not fucking science. Add up the days. You got someone to do life with. Don't overthink it. One day at a time, kid. Add up the days. You got someone to do life with. Love isn't big, kid. It's little and quiet. Let's do today. I think you'll turn out to like it.
Was a stone, so I couldn't feel. You'd yell in my face, it'd be no big deal. But I'd miss the way we make up and smile. Don't wanna be stone, I changed my mind. I wish I had eyes in the back of my head. Then I could see the places I've been. But then I would know that you're talking smile. I don't wanna know what my friends think. Wish I were my dog out on the lawn. I'd be so glad when I hear you come home. But if I were my dog, I wouldn't live long. I'm sure gonna miss her when she's gone. I wish I could act in a show on TV. Cause then I could practice not being me. I'll practice my cry, put it into my reel. But you won't believe me when I cry for real. I wish that my brain would triple in size. I'd nail every joke, I'd win every fight. But I get too deep with that kind of mind. I don't wanna know the point of life. In some other life, I would be rich. I'd travel in style, I'd cover the bill. But couldn't complain about anything small. Nobody'd feel bad for me at all. If I was cocaine or a bottle of Jack, I'd get invited to every frat. But when you get old and your good days are past, you'll only want me when you're sad. Wish I was a song, your favorite one. You follow the dance to me at your prom. I would be there when your baby is born. For 2 or 3 minutes then I'm gone. I wish I was big, as big as my house. I'd sleep on the trees, I'd skip every crowd. But I wouldn't fit on my therapist's couch. But you would really lose him now. I wish I was God, I'd never jump up. And if I did, well only say what. I could be cruel and break all your stuff. Yeah, I'd be loved. Wish I was me, whoever that is. I could just be and not give a sh. Hey, I'll be whatever makes you a fan. Cause I don't know who I am.